This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right now it is 14 minutes to 1 o'clock. We're getting into hashtag what's in my scuffing right here on your number one campus radio station in South Africa. Mlamulusanda Lusti Mngai. And we do have a chef T, Uthembeka, on the line. It's khuluma ngokupheka namhlanje. It's lunchtime, you know. Wherever la ukhona, surely you're having your lunch njengamanje or you're preparing lunch. And also we're giving you tips ukuthi ilunch yakho yenza kanjani sibe mnandi. Kodwa namhlanje sifuna ukungena kakhulu ukuthi yena as a chef waqala kanjani. Let's just get her straight into the conversation. T, sawubona, welcome to Ihlanganani Midday Show.
Lucinda, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good myself.
I'm good, mama. Namhlanje sikhuluma about your journey as a chef, right? Ukuthi uqale kuphi? But ke asiqale nje la eqaleni. Let's talk the background yakho. Ukuthi ukhulele kuphi and ekukhuleni kwakho mhlambe, because I want to get ukuthi inspiration iphume kuphi. So bekhulene nakho, khule kanjani, buyingane kanjani?
Oh, okay. Uthembeka Mkhize grew up in Mpangeni, born and bred in Mpangeni, Sithabeni. But in 2014, I moved to Eshowe. Yes. And I can say my upbringing, the Kulenje in a family in Otando, with both my parents. Since I'm a firstborn, my first child, Ekai, first grandchild, because I was included, everyone took part in raising me. Mm. Yeah, I had a lovely upbringing. That's what I can say.
All right. Now, getting into ekuphekeni ke manje. Kwakuqale kuphi? Did you study for it? Kwenzakale kanjani? Noma mhlawumbe wayibona nje kusakuthini, I think I can cook. You know? Yabona umncane bangani bakho kuthiwa ke, we have having lunch namhlanje, we having a picnic and emabhodweni we have a Uthembeka. Cuz guys, you know, umngane just shy boy. So for you, kuqale kanjani? How did the inspiration come from with being a chef?
I grew up in a family like Pewandola Village. My mother would cook for my gathering, my own money, like a kai, Kai. So I grew up with that environment. And but then I never thought to go to the career and what is going against on the for life and Pilangai. But I did study in the psychology ongoing, but I never thought to what is it. It could be something and look for the games in the end of Pilangai. And then time went by. I couldn't go and look at him. This is what I'm good at, because I'll write recipes from 2016. I'll write recipes and all that. I had a fine name up where I wrote my recipes, but I'll never like cook a lemon recipe now. I think that's when everything started from a very young age. Cooking with Kai and everything. So that's when everything started.
All right. I don't know. I'm hearing something gap from your side. Are you listening to radio that side?
Excuse me?
It's been used something from that side. I don't know if you're going to be able to let show Lena. That side.
Yeah.
No, Axion.
Not really.
Okay. No worries. So from being a chef to owning a catering company, I should have my very own company, you know. That's a very huge achievement. Please take us through your entrepreneurship journey. As what by entrepreneur, it's not a joke, it's no child's play. So for you, how has the experience been so far?
You know, it's been a long journey. Like, I started cooking what I still do eat, Kuyamongo, right? But like the food I can buy, I can take a lot, you know. I've had the restaurant, you know. It's been a consistent journey, guys. So in the end, the guy who was but it's been a challenging journey, but a very great one, because and that I'm passionate about. So yeah.
All right. I also saw what you're going to be hosting an event, Food Lovers and Soulful Music. Ngiyathanda nje, even ilokhunje igama lakho ngiyathanda la ngichaza, lingenza ukuthi ngifune nje ukwazi more about it. Iyenzeka next month if I'm not mistaken. Please share with us all the details ukuze nathi nabalaleli lana mhlawumbe nje mesifuna kusamukelana mhlawumbe soulful music, share nama celebrities, sazi ukuthi siyangapi. Kwenzakalani?
Okay, on this day, in terms of the, I'll be cooking on the day, a three-day, a three-call, on the day, and I'll be hosting the event.
Okay.
So what's going to happen is going to have a folky music, a buffet menu. Uzobenje kudama guests from Durban. We have Big Fat Daddy from OEDYR presenter. We also have Manning's an actor. We have we'll be having a one connoisseur on the day as well. We'll be having Lento in. It was from this one for like 3 hours. It's all about food and music. If you're a person who turns to music and food and good vibes, relaxed vibes, this will be a perfect place to be. Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's on the 26th of August.
August.
In
Mpangeni on the 26th of August.
Yeah.
Is there a theme in Shambe? Goes a snap and ban, goes a mega all white or something. Can you theme a corn?
No,
just wear whatever you want to wear.
No, fine. I get a little bash of pillar.
Who wants to know more? You just want to see a poster as well. So if someone wants to see that poster, where can they go to Mhlambe on your socials? Singatolo will pinch full details of the event.
Okay, you must go to my Facebook page, Sendegan Kize. Also have a page that I've recently opened, E-Food Lovers and Soft Music, about to kill Apple. I also have an Instagram page, which is Kize.pl543. We also have TikTok. I post everything that I post to my social platforms. I mean, post everywhere, so they'll get everything there.
All right, about the events.
Yeah.
All right. No, we're looking forward to it. Siyanzi, we'll talk about Mnandi. It's going to be epic. And Siyanzi, on Jay, Gutikato, Akalupel. So, Ngego's playing this, I understand. Surely, because of a good meal, right? But it's a three-course meal.
It's a collective thing. This is the first time we're doing something like this in Pangay, Netherlands.
Yeah.
We usually shoot scenes, they're going to go, and everything. So, just about Mnandi. It's a journey of learning new things and bringing new things to the people of Mpangeni.
I guess it's a EOT, but on that day, definitely we're going to make our way there. Mpangeni, Sasondiele, Nanganjani. Thank you so much, Chef T. Anything you want to say?
Thank you so much for having me. And I wish you would have been able to see the crazy food.
Yes.
See you there on the
30th
of August.
All right, see you
there, Chef T. This is an NUT Radio podcast.